And thank you for joining me. This is the Cyber Shaman Show. Once again, this is Ricardo Saldia with the Cyber Shaman Show, coming to you from Vancouver, Washington, the wonderful, beautiful Northwest. And I hope this Sabbath day finds all of you who are listening very well. And this is a special show today. This is Memorial Day weekend, and our topic today is going to be about how to have a special weekend, as far as it's more than just a holiday, it's more than just some time off. It's a day of remembrance, a weekend of remembrance. And we want to focus on two aspects of our being here on this planet. And that is that we are beings of form and beings of spirit. Another way to say that is that we are meant to be doers, and we're meant to be people who just be ourselves as well as do something. We have a double aspect to our ability to relate to our environment. And there is, as you well know, there is information, and then there is also inspiration. And we're, as humans, being asked at this time to really take hold of these two aspects of ourselves and really bring them together in a balanced way that is really going to make us more complete and more whole. But before we get into our topic of inspiration, I would like to talk a little bit about my trip down to Mexico to celebrate the Mayan calendar's breakthrough celebration. And I was able to visit with some people of insight and some people of information down there, and was also able to visit Chichen Itza, which is one of the centers of the Mayan Empire, or what used to be the Mayan Empire, down at the eastern peninsula of the Yucatan. Actually, it's the western corner of the peninsula, but it's the eastern part of Mexico. And it was an altered state experience. I can only say that it left an impact on me without realizing that it was going to impact me in that way. The people, for one, around that those areas that I visited for the last 7 days were just spectacular. And it deserves to be said that their customer service, people all over the parts of Mexico, the Yucatan Peninsula that I traveled at, are just really nice people. And I think part of it has to do with that now they have the break of the clouds. They have capital coming down their way because of all the tourism. Children, school children, are being taught in three languages, which is their Mayan dialect, Spanish, and English. And with money coming in, they've been able to establish satellites in their schools so that all the schools in that area can receive education in their own language. And I think this is really going to be a great thing for these people, for this culture. And who knows, it might be able to cause a rebirth and a regrowth of their skills and their knowledge and their connection. These are very bright and intuitive people, and they're continuing to use their skills and crafts as well as in building. They're building a lot of hotels in those areas, and they're still using their understanding of building, and a large portion of them are Mayan. So, you know, there's always a double side to exploitation, but considering that the land down there isn't really good for farming, it's good to see that they're getting some good use and good money out of it. So to any of you who are thinking about visiting down in the Yucatan Peninsula, I really recommend it. It was a really good time. You don't even have to speak the language, but there's people there who understand what you're trying to say and get you around. So along those lines, I am picking to talk about the Mayan calendar as far as the day for today. And the Mayan calendar has 20 symbols and 13 tones, to give you a little background. And you can find a lot more information about the Mayan calendar on www.calmn.com. That's C-A-L-L-E-M-A-N.com. And so today's symbol is Can, K-A-N, tone 9. So Can today means, or it talks about, God's creations change and evolve continuously. You have a cosmic interest in the mysteries of creation. How does miracles happen? How do miracles happen? The symbols portrayed in Can portray a dynamic and ongoing nature of creation. This symbol speaks about reproduction, growth, and change, and you begin to see all creation in an expression of divine love when you look at this symbol and when you meditate on this symbol. And this step of being in the state of creation and expression of divine love allows us to become fully enlightened. And it's necessary because we all need to feel the oneness running through all our lives and all through our veins in order for us to know and to love things. So everything that's ever been created is related to the source and divine energy, and we're all loved equally. So I thought that was a very nice way to start today, thinking that not only is this a Sabbath, but this is also Memorial Day, or Memorial Weekend, excuse me. And the tone 9 talks about how we can use this day to connect with the energy that links all things of existence, that links all realms of existence. And this is kind of like a grid system. You can ride on this grid system on a day like this much easier than any other day. And what this grid system allows you to do on a particular day like today is that it's able to give you more access or better access to other dimensions and to other beings that are also connected at different spaces on the grid system. So in thinking that we can create and we can connect with other beings and with other states on a day like today, I would like for all of us to spend some time remembering some of the special people in our lives who are no longer with us. And of course, we could specifically talk about our young men and women in the forces, and we can also think about people who have inspired us and who have made a difference in our lives. And the reason why this is so important and why I'm talking about it today is because we so often get set in this world of form, this world of information, and we're so focused on things on the outside of our eyes, and we're focused on thinking that we need to accumulate more information, and that with more information, we'll have an easier understanding of life. Now, it's counterintuitive, but if you realize the truth, the universal truth, that we have all the knowledge we already need inside of us, then we can understand that our pursuit of knowledge on the exterior end is only for the purpose of helping remember what we've already known. That's why sometimes when we're reading information in which we think it's for the first time, we get butterflies in our stomach. and dots begin to already connect inside our minds before even we realize that, you know, we may already have known all this information, and we're just now excited because we're now remembering it again. And Louise Hay, as well as other wonderful authors, have told us that our journey here in this life, on this planet at this time, in this dimension, is about remembering our connection. The Course in Miracles also speaks about this, in that the idea that we have been separated from the divine or from source energy is all a facade. It's all a dream. It's an illusion, to be exact. So it's interesting that all these different concepts are coming from different areas, different understandings, and even in the Mayan calendar and the understanding that we are all connected is very prevalent in all their literature. So we need to spend more time in the world of inspiration, to be in spirit. We all know what being inspired feels like, and we can have that all the time. But in order to help us understand how we can do this, I'm going to go over some six principles to help us understand how we can not only find our way in life, but also how we can continue having an inspired life. And the first principle is be independent of the good opinion of others. We sometimes, you know, want to attract certain things, and the things that we don't like to, we push it away. And I've talked about this many times in speaking about meditation, for example, how if we just accept all that is, we don't have to worry about pushing away and trying to hoard, because nature will take care of itself. But being independent of good opinion of others allows us to remain in equilibrium. It allows us to hear praise, to hear good comments about ourselves, and we can listen to that, but also just remain detached, remain knowing that you can't make everybody happy, and those you do, you should not be set on keeping them happy. It's not our job. Principle number two is be willing to accept the disapproval of others. So on the flip side of that, when people don't approve of us, we don't need to be taking that personal either. We're not here to make other people happy. We're here to make ourselves happy. And when we find ourselves making ourselves happy, that is inspiration. And that's what really moves us forward in a way that exhilarates and accelerates our life. Principle number three is stay detached from outcomes. So when we have ideas that we want to fulfill, goals that we would like to fulfill, the point that this principle is trying to give us is that we need to be flexible. Yes, we can state our intention. Yes, we can state our goal. And we can bring that into fruition, and we can bring that to happen. But if you remain detached, you're able to ride the wave of anxiety or ride the wave of exhilaration and remain focused that at the end of this goal, if you achieve it or if you don't, at the end of this time, the most important thing is for you to understand that you did your best and that you didn't try to do everything for everybody, making everybody happy. So I think it's important that we understand how valuable being detached away from certain outcomes are. Principle number four is Know that we need nothing. Know that we have everything that we need. And having the faith that we will get everything that we do need. We came with nothing on this planet, and we're not going to take anything with us. So the things that really matter as far as our development in spirit are the attitudes that we don't need anything more. We have everything that we have already. And if we need anything more, that will be shown to us. Principle number 5 is don't die wondering. This is something that I've seen in bumper stickers, I'm sure some of you have as well, in different fashions and different arrays, the concept that at the end of time, at the end of your time here on this planet, you will only have a fraction of moments to think about what you wish you could have done. And we can reduce the anxiety of that moment, and we can even remove that moment in itself to the extent that we are willing to live a life fully, that we're willing to live a life using all the information that we have, using all the information that we've come across, and doing it. And this day of information, it's so easy to accumulate a lot of data, and it's becoming more apparent that we are not using everything that we can. Excuse me. A little bit of a cough from the airline. So this principle is something that we can all take with us anywhere we go. Excuse me. I've got to clear my throat. Excuse me. So, principle 6. Remember that our desires won't arrive by our schedule. Realizing that things will happen when they need to happen, and having faith that things have happened the way they've needed to happen. And we've responded the best way possible, and if not, if you really don't feel that way, then you can always prepare for the next time. You can always create a new outcome for the future. So those principles may sound pretty generic and may sound pretty simple, but if you take them to heart, they can help you have a lot less stress and a lot more joy in your daily life. And I'd like to go over a few different principles for living a more stressless, a more simple life. And those keys to living a simple life are 3 of them. Are, first of all, joy. And joy is a frequency that represents health and healing in the cells and in the body. And when we're in joy, we're inspired. When we're in joy and doing things that are purposeful, we're inspired. So the key thing to remember here is to focus on activities that give us this joy. And you'll find when you continually put yourself in positions where you are experiencing activities that cause you joy, you will have moments of intuition, moments of clarity, moments where you'll know that you got a lot more than what you bargained for. It's not a world where one equals one. It's not the Newtonian world where things are based on aspects that are out of your control. Being in joy and being inspired will not only give you more activities and more joy in your life, but it will attract people. It will attract information that you need. And you will find yourself in the flow. The second of these three principles for simple living is love. And we're talking about more than just thoughts or actions. We're talking being in the mental state, which you will then have thoughts and words and actions that represent that. But being in a state of abundance, being in a state of love, that love just permeates everything. It gives all. So what we have available to us at this time is an increasing amount of love if we just connect with our spirit and with others that model for us this emotion. And the third of these three is peace. And it's a word that gets used a lot, and it's a word that has a lot of different meanings for different people. And we're not going to get into whether it's anti-war or what aspects of peace are we talking about. Is it pacifism? Or, you know, we're just talking about having a state of equanimity, having a state of balance. And when this is achieved, love and joy go hand in hand. And when these three are put together, we can remove turmoil, we can remove conflict and agitation, and take away these non-inspiring elements and be in a state of realization that God is with us, that God is engaged with us all the time, in all things. This source energy is reproduced in many different ways, even in the material world, even in the modern world. This spirit of peace and equanimity, of love, of joy, of source energy is all around us. So, going back to the concept that I was talking about at the beginning of the show today, of remembering those of us, those of them who have been important to us in our lives, I like to put out a call for you who are listening to make a simple gesture this weekend towards those people who have made that impact. My call to you is make this Memorial Day weekend special, like never before. Make it memorial. Make it memorable, where you can look back and say that I expressed a certain depth of my being with somebody this weekend. And it can be in joy, it can be in peace, it can be in love, it can be in other good emotions and other states of frequencies and being. But let it come from the depths. Let it come from your soul. And I promise you that when you touch yourself in that way, you will connect with a world of connectedness, a world of spirit, and this world will come alive when you do this. And you will touch other people's lives, you will spread joy, you will spread love, you will spread peace. And that will always come back to you. All things do, but if you're focusing on these aspects of living a simple life, of these principles of connecting yourself to inspiration, you will find yourself in alignment with source energy. And you will find yourself in a state of oneness, in a state where you will be able to find a new level of expression. And you will surprise yourself. And the universe will applaud you. So in closing, I'd like to apologize for my coughing interruptions today. But that's just what it is. And this show, if anything, is just wanting to be real, just wanting to be what it is. And so I challenge all of you to spend some time practicing this new desire to be inspired, this new desire to be in spirit, so that you will inspire others. And this chain effect will flow through the country and then eventually through the world. And if you deny this, if you think you can't do this, or if it won't work, there's a movie called Paying It Forward. Paying It Forward. And it's a very meaningful movie. And it's a perfect example of how one simple act, one sense of deep care shared between people can inspire, and it can spread, and can change the world. So I encourage you to give me a call. You can reach me at my website, which is integrativebodytherapy.com. And I'd like to say in closing as well that today's show will be the last one for a little while. I'm being called to turn my attention onto other things for the time being, but I will do my best to come back. And it's been an honor and a pleasure being here working with BBS Radio. And they've been very flexible. They've been very stand-up and very professional. And I hope you think so too. I encourage you to continue listening to them. You can always reach me and see when I'm going to be coming back on air. Once again, my website is www.integrativebody.com. So this is Cyber Shaman sending you love and peace, asking you to be yourself and be well, and God bless.